check out our website at www.thefantasyamateurs.com.
On this edition of the Nasty Cast, we discuss the promotion of Trey Turner and what he can do for your fantasy squad. We also look at our expectations for players returning from the DL, find replacements for new players hitting the DL, play hit it, quit it, or just, you know, kind of sit there and don't do anything with the guy, and finish off the show with a rousing game, Name That Villain. What is this, a fantasy baseball podcast?
Yes!
That's all we talk about on this podcast is interesting things. Jesse, go toss a potato.
Here lies Joe. He died wearing braces.
Be interesting when she has her heavy flow at times.
It's not Nick Nolte.
That damn dirty ape.
You're going to blow Arkansas?
The Hindenburger cheese.
We follow the golden rule.
I'm in a league with the Pope.
Could have been an accountant.
Replace the baseballs with hand grenades.
Thor, he's like Jesus, but for people from Norway.
Eating ain't cheating.
Hello and welcome to episode 78 of the Nasty Cast Fantasy Baseball Podcast, brought to you by thefantasyamateurs.com. I'm Nathan Dock, and you can find me on Twitter at Nathan Dock, and I'm joined on this very day by a man who never forgets to pack a lunch, Joe Osachi.
Oh no, I always bring my lunch when I do the podcast.
Right. That's what we do.
Yeah, I brought a six-beer lunch to the podcast, as I always do, and I bring it in my lunchbox, at least for the most part. So, yeah, I always remember to pack a lunch. You got to be prepared.
That and safety first.
Yeah,
I mean, two mottos.
Yeah, Nathan, no, danger, safety first, wrap it up, doc.
Right, I guess those are my names, but my motto.
Is safety first or always bring a lunch?
Always pack a lunch.
Okay. but that's not what you're about either.
No.
Or what you do.
I do the podcast.
Sure.
That's what I do.
And you're about respect for women.
That's right.
Although I think you should have to pick a new thing that you're about, because I think I'm more about respect for women.
Well, that's true. I mean, so that,
Nate's more about sex with women.
Yeah.
So you want that to be your motto? That was a good sound effect. Meanwhile, a guy sitting right over there and interrupting before he's been introduced very rudely, a man who's never had sex with a woman.
Oh,
it's Jesse Jordan.
Oh, man, I need to go have a phone conversation with my wife.
That brings up all kinds
of
questions.
I'm sorry to tell you that your son is not yours.
That only means one thing, that she slept with my brother, because my son looks too much like me.
Does he? Well, maybe. I'd have to look at the baby pictures of you. You're so much taller than he is.
Now I'm, yeah, sure. It's tough to judge.
He's a lot thinner.
Yeah. He is a shorty, though. He's pretty short. He's like, he's just below, like, my calf now.
I don't know if he's too, like, whenever I see him and Miles, my son, play together, I just look at Miles and I'm like, God, Miles, you're a monster. You need to shrink. But Miles is probably, he's a lot older, I guess.
Yeah, two years. He's double his age.
He's double his size.
He's triple his size. But Elliot's really small for his age. Like, he's in this... And I'm telling podcast world my son name and everything. Well, they already know if they're longtime listeners, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
I don't know. They don't care anyway.
It doesn't. No, they don't.
That's true.
They're like, I wish that guy would just shut the fur up.
Oh boy, you got close again.
You're not even drunk yet.
No, I'm getting there, though. Yeah. My mangaritas got me a little saucy.
Yeah, everybody brought their lunch tonight, so we should be good, shape.
My 33-year-old liver is just not as good as it used to be. Nor is my alcohol tolerance.
Yeah, I don't know if... I mean, I never was very good at drinking. It didn't stop me from trying, but I was never really good at it or had good tolerance of it. I always gave it my all, though.
Yeah, didn't always turn out so well. I still have fond memory of after one of our fantasy football drafts, the morning after you're sitting out on Tim's back porch in your underwear, just like throwing up all over the place.
Yeah.
You look like a corpse. You look like Devin Mesoraco.
Yeah, well, that was pretty pale, yeah. Needed to get some water.
Devin Mesoraco may never come back from the grave this time.
He might. He's at least dead to me.
done. Yeah. Is he droppable? Let's get on fantasy baseball real quick.
I'm pretty sure he's droppable.
In redraft, like in a dynasty league. He's not coming back. So.
Well, yeah, but in a dynasty league. What do you do with that pile of garbage?
Catcher sucks so bad.
I considered offering him in a trade to get some help this year, but then I was able to get the deal done without putting him in there. Just because I have that particular league, my minor leagues is just a barren wasteland of nothingness. So I'm like, well, I got Mizoraco, I guess. But I don't want to trade him. I want to hang on to him. He's still, like you say, catcher so bad.
Yeah,
it's a two-catcher dynasty league, and I have Hundley and Mizoraco.
I think the best hope right now is that they'll switch him to the outfield. And
he's so big, though.
Yeah, well, he's like 6'5".
But he's
if Sano can play the outfield, I think that Mizoraco can.
I don't know. He's a monster.
I think the
Sano
project of being at right field is now over, now that he got injured.
Oh, he got injured running the bases, though.
Well, yeah, but it could have been. I mean,
it could have been in the outfield.
It could have been from wear and tear playing right field.
Mm, and I don't think
terrible so. Out there.
But I think the best case for a dynasty league owner of Mizoraco would be for them to switch him to outfield or trade him to a team that has DH.
He should be. If anything, he could be a first baseman. I just don't see him in the outfield.
Yeah, well, you get one season of him who's as catcher eligible, Devin Mizoraco, while he's playing every day in the field elsewhere.
I just don't think he could be an outfielder because he's a 6'5" lumbering guy. He can't run.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So if they put him at
this isn't 28 days later. Zombies don't run.
Yeah.
He'd probably be faster if he came back as a 28 days later zombie.
Ones were pretty good. They could move.
They're fast.
Or World War Z. They were fast there too.
Didn't see that one, but
World War Z.
Didn't see that one. Oh, that
they
was,
were strategic
that
in that one.
I saw the South Park. Scary. I saw the South Park episode based on World War Z. So
it was actually really good.
The South Park. Yeah.
I once drove 4.5 hours because the only theater in the state of North Dakota that had 28 days later was in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Wow, that's weird.
So I drove from Kenmare to Grand Forks.
I guess it was an independent film, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I got hammered. We drove like 4.5 hours and we got hammered the whole way down. I don't even remember watching it in theater.
Oh, man.
That's why we went down to Grand Forks for the weekend to party. We went there to watch this movie. And
yeah, you don't remember it. I only went to one
movie. We had a sober driver, of course.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm sure you did.
Yeah. I went to Panic Room drunk. That's the only drunk movie I've ever seen in the theater. Didn't like the experience. I liked the movie. Well, Forrest Whitaker and his...
Would you say you were feeling a little panicky?
No.
No?
I don't know.
Nice try.
Yeah, that's more sleepy than anything. Because if I'm drunk and I'm not doing anything, I just wear down
in a hurry. It's not a good idea to go to movies drunk, but when you're 16, what else can you do, really?
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of theaters across this great nation of ours that is starting to serve beer at the movie theaters now.
It keeps getting shot down in North Dakota.
Yeah, god damn it.
We're too conservative.
I wouldn't care. Yeah, I mean, it's different to go to the movie and order a beer than it is
that's
to
what
have
I was
10
say, yeah.
beers and go to a movie.
Yeah, if you go to the movie sober and then you start pounding beers at the movie, that's a lot different. Yeah, than going drunk and being like, no, I'm just getting tired.
You should ask not that our listeners care, but our good butt friend Blake Williams.
A good butt friend.
Good drunk friend. Blake Williams.
He's always drunk.
I took him to Batman Begins. I probably started him on his alcoholic ways, and we brought some Hot 100. Hot 100 in. Yeah.
That was the first time he'd ever drank.
750. Oh, it was probably it was not the first time, but we were passing that around watching Batman Begins, and he was puking within the first hour of the movie. So.
Even I made it through the drunkie cast.
Yeah. That was way more than I
did. Did you really survive that night? How do we know that you're not some other person?
Robo Nate?
Nate Dawkins' identity. Maybe. I think we should have another drunkie cast. Drunkie cast. Deuce.
I'm not doing it, but if Nate wants to do it.
No.
I wouldn't do it. But if Nate lost a bet,
you'd have to.
Well, we haven't even determined what our next challenge is going to be. We should do it soon, though.
I'll bet somebody a drunkie cast on the line.
It'd
be easy for me because I would just sit over here and get drunk and never talk.
So but then you'd have to get home or else we'd have to do it at your house.
Yeah, that works.
What's your favorite episode of the Nasty Cast? If it's not the Drunkie Cast, email us, thefantasyamateurs@gmail.com.
Yeah, but if you've been listening since then, that would be it.
Probably.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
You could also tweet us at fantasyamateurs. You can find Joe on Twitter at Joe Sachi and Jesse at Mr. Jesse Jordan.
That's where I am.
Go to thefantasyamateurs.com if you want to buy a t-shirt. Joe's repping one right now.
Oh, yeah.
The old Nasty Cast. Classy. Also, please, if you could take a moment out of your day to rate and review us on podcasts, we'll love you forever. We'll lick your feet.
Gross.
And we're now available on Google Play.
Hey. What does that even mean?
Explain that to the masses, Jesse.
Google Play is now adding podcasts to like their Google Play store. And Google Play is like...
Are people going to pay us?
It's the Android version of iTunes.
Okay.
So it allows people that aren't...
So for aliens that want to listen to
Apple
Nasty
phones.
Cast.
What?
So for aliens.
Yes. And Androids.
Yeah, that's
half,
what
half man, half robot,
robot.
People.
Yeah.
If they want to listen to the podcast, they Robo can find name. It on Google Play Store. It's the same name, same title. It's not coded.
Head
so
on
if you have friends
to...
out there that have always said, well, I'd listen to it if it wasn't on iTunes. Now you
but it's already
you know,
on Stitcher.
And actually, it kind of gets rid of the whole Stitcher thing. Like you know, because a lot of the Android users would use like a Podcatcher or Stitcher or use some other third-party podcast app to be able to download podcasts. Now Google came in with their own way of, you know, podcast listener finally. And this is like, we're talking like less than, maybe even less than a week. I think it was just last Thursday, maybe last Monday, somewhere around there.
That they
early last
podcasts.
Week some, that they started adding podcasts.
And we're already on there. If that doesn't
cutting
tell
edge.
You, if that doesn't tell you how hip we are, I don't know what will.
We're so hip, just, we're square.
It's no the first time I've ever been on top of something.
Other than,
in you know, reference to this show.
Okay.
I hope for the woman's sake that you haven't been on top.
Yeah, I think you should let them be on top at all times.
Yeah.
Are you, is that a weight joke?
I think it was, and I didn't make it first.
Okay.
I've seen the pictures.
I graduated $1.50.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Jesus. I put on 100, well, my max weight I've ever been has been 100 pounds over when I... graduated with. Remember
pretty
one
good.
Time I made a statement on the NastyCast that I was going to lose like 50 pounds in a year?
Yeah, you had a Fitbit and everything. Or you still got... Yeah.
No, I still got a Fitbit and my Apple Watch and everything. And then I started losing weight. I lost like 15, 20 pounds. And then I just said, fuck it. No! And put most of it back on.
Oh,
God dang it.
That's funny. All right, on that note,
show.
On to the news.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
All right, breaking news into the NastyCast. William Berkshire, who was manned by none other than Nathan Dawkins, moved into second place in the NastyCast podcast league. A
well,
single
that is
point
breaking
out of first.
News.
Breaking news!
But who's in third?
Boner City.
Boner City. Boner time. But yeah.
You were in like sixth place yesterday. You managed to go up 6.5 points just
where
from
is
yesterday.
The bloody Brit Barry Baker at?
First.
Yeah.
He's still in first.
No, he's not.
Six to Midnight?
Six to Midnight is Spencer, isn't it?
Oh, Spencer moved into first
place. My man Spencer's in first place.
Oh, nice.
Spence.
Baker's down to like sixth.
What?
Yeah, he is.
He's
dropping it like it's hot.
Holy shit, he's dropped like 20-some points.
Come on, Barry Baker. I wanted to hear your British accent on the show.
Yeah, well, I don't want him to win anymore because he doesn't. He likes our podcast, but he doesn't love it.
Oh, no, we're not the best podcast out there.
We're not the best.
That's Dear Mr. Fantasy, apparently, according to Barry Baker.
That hurts my feelings.
It did. I cried for weeks, and I knew this information like 2 weeks ago, and I've just been holding on to it, and a lot of
it's hard
I've
to
built
let,
up a lot of emotion, and
it's hard to let stuff
pain.
Like that go. But what would Elsa do? You know,
I'd burn that.
Elsa would burn people. I think she freezes things.
She'd let it go, but
she would. Let
but
it
did
go.
We all know that Elsa is? She controls her powers now, and she just knows how to kill people.
Well, yes,
she's
but
good at that.
She still, if there's ever something, you know,
back,
that's
back
bothering
to,
her, she still always lets it go.
But back to baseball news.
All right. Well, we are going to move on to actual news.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think me and Nate heading up to the, or Nate and I,
heading
to the top. You know, just before I came here, too, I said something about to Miles, me and your mom need to do something. And it's like, your mom and I. And I just said it like four more times in a row after that just to make her mad. I just can't help myself. It's funny. But anyway, yeah.
Sure.
I think you know, the two of us heading to the top of the podcast league where we belong is big news.
Cream always rises to the top,
Joe. It does. I mean, you know, these guys,
we're as creamy as it gets.
No doubt. These guys, they gave it a shot. You know, they, you know, we were down near the bottom there for a little bit, but everybody knew what was going to happen. You know, these guys don't really stand a chance if you think about it.
Sooner or later. Should we look at the bottom of the standings?
I'm sure Jesse's there.
No, actually, we don't have time. I don't have time to pull it up.
Okay.
It's Trey Turner Day, everybody. Hey! He's coming up, finally, the long-awaited, highly touted prospect.
Go crazy, folks.
Go crazy. We could splice that in there.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Jesse's shaking his head.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
But no, a highly touted shortstop prospect. The Nationals have finally called him up. Do you like him, Joe?
Well, I mean, yeah, sure.
Is he going to receive full-time at-bats?
Yeah, I would think so. You don't want to call a guy like that up and not give him full-time at-bats. I don't know what the general public's thoughts are on him because, you know, for me, when I heard of all this Trey Turner buzz and everyone assumes that he's going to come up and hit kind of like sliced bread, you know, be the next best thing since.
A sliced bread hit?
Sure, it could. It did it all, obviously, since everyone's always comparing things to it. But anyway, if you look at him, you know, he's not a power hitter, you know. I can't imagine he's going to hit for more than 3 or 4 homers or 5 at the most, even if he plays the rest of the season. But he can steal you some bases. So, I mean, if you got your expectations in the right place, he's certainly worth an ad in any size league. But I don't get those Carlos Correa thoughts in your head because he's not that kind of player.
No, yeah, he's not a generational talent like that. And what you were saying with the steals is vitally important because steals are they're down more this year than they were last year.
It's terrible. Yeah.
They're down a steal per game compared to just last year.
You can't find steals, man. It's impossible.
It really is. So
because yeah, like in the podcast league, I'm in just like second to last in steals, and I own Billy Hamilton. You know, he's not stealing bases.
We'll get to him a little bit later on.
I should read the rundown in advance.
You probably should. Yeah, so he's definitely an ad in all formats. It'll be interesting. I think he'll lose a little playing time to Espinoza just because Espinoza is such a good defender. You know, so maybe they'll swap him out late in the game, that kind of thing. But I think it largely depends on just if he hits, then he'll stick.
Yeah, I mean, there's no guarantee that he's up the rest of the season or any of that crap. I mean, but if I had to make a bet, I'd bet on him being up for the duration. But, you know, you never know. But he's definitely worth an ad even so. And, yeah, like maybe, yeah, 3-4 years ago, the steals wouldn't have been, you know, like, oh, he doesn't really hit for power. He just steals some bases and you can find steals. But,
yeah,
I don't know if that's really the case anymore.
There's really not such... No such thing as cheap speed these days. You always used to say that, like, oh, I'll just wait till the end of the draft and get some guy who does nothing except steal bases.
Yeah, there's like, that's
not a lot
I was
of those
gonna,
guys anymore.
I thought about that. Cesar Hernandez was my guy for that.
Yeah.
He stole 2 bases so far. He's 2 for 7, yeah. You know, or 2 for 8, maybe. So, yeah, it's hard to find speed. So if he comes up and steals 20 bases the rest of the season, that's going to be a huge impact.
He could. He's got 17 already and 222 plate appearances for AAA.
Yeah, he could get 20-plus the rest of the
year. There you go. And he was already owned in most leagues that, you know, anyway.
Well,
not most leagues, I should say, but maybe half of leagues.
I think Yahoo is only like 4%, but...
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a little more shallow.
Yes.
Yeah, so definitely go,
CBS,
go get him.
CBS, I'm sure he was higher. Yahoo is a lot of
Well, with the Dynasty Leagues and everything.
Yeah, then Yahoo's all redraft, but...
Netanyahu? Benjamin Netanyahu?
Let's
see how he's connected to this.
Oh, he's always connected to everything.
Okay. Hey, Carlos Carrasco is activated from the DL. We're watching
you
a bit
You don't
right now.
Say!
I do. So what do you think of
you
him
You do say.
I do say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it
Is
I
there
actually...
any reason to think differently... coming off this DL stint than what you thought of him coming into the season?
No, I don't think so. I think the only thing that, like, you know, because he was been my boy for, what, two years now or three maybe? I mean, I've been all about the Carrasco. And, you know, I don't know that I'll ever go to the extent that I did preseason again on him because he's kind of proving that he's not necessarily – a 220-inning horse. You know, there just seems to be little things that go wrong with him, and he's never hit 200 innings, and he probably won't this year now because he missed about a month. So it's just one of those guys that he's going to put up the great ratios. He's going to strike out a lot of batters, but, like, so next year going in, maybe he should be 10th, you know, or 12th, and whereas I bumped him all the way up to 6th in my pitcher rankings preseason just because I, you know, I had the hopes of he finally gets his 220 innings and strikes out 240 guys. So, you know, maybe he'll always have a little bump in the road of a DL stint or something like that. But as long as he's healthy, I think he's going to be a top 10 pitcher. He's not necessarily dominating tonight, but you know, you got to shake off the rust a little bit. You know, give him one start.
Right.
The Royals aren't exactly a bunch of doofuses, so
it's true. Yeah, they're tough to pitch against for sure.
They are. They don't strike out a lot, and you know, there's a lot of good solid hitters in that lineup.
Agreed. Eduardo Rodriguez, he is also back off the DL. So, what do you expect from him for the rest of the season?
Well, we talked about him a couple weeks ago, and you know, we were kind of excited, I guess, but
cautiously optimistic.
That's a good way to put it. So yeah, so I would say that I remain cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, he had a pretty good start.
I was just gonna pull that up, but
yeah, 6 innings, whatever it was, only 3 strikeouts, no walks,
2 runs. Yep,
2 runs. Yeah, so it's pretty encouraging. Let's look at his velocity here, real quick. Velocity is down 2 miles an hour. I imagine that'll tick up as the season goes on. Down 2 miles an hour from last year, from 94 to 92. That's going to be pretty important for him to get up there, but I don't see any reason why he can't bring that back up. He's only 23, so assuming that knee isn't still bothering him. I know that was a problem when he was coming up through his rehab assignments, because his velocity was down.
Okay, yeah. No, I still like him. I mean, I think he's probably close to like a top 60 pitcher, you know, like your fifth starter.
Sounds about right. Yeah, he's still a back-end guy because I don't think he's going to have massive strikeouts. He had about a league average, you know, 7.25 K per 9 last year.
Yeah.
Whatever that equates to in K rate, 18.9. So even a little lower than league average, but I think he can be right around there, that same mark. He's always had good command. It's actually ticked up even more since he was traded to the Red Sox. So I think that'll be, you know, he'll keep the walks down. Hopefully he can limit the home runs. And the crappiest part is he just pitches in the freaking AL East. So it's like, you can't even hardly play matchups because he's always...
It's tough.
Until he hits the... Well, even when the Rays are really good against lefties, though.
Against left, that's true, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean...
But yeah, when you go to that park... You know, at least then you got a good park and not so, you know, at least at the very least it's not a great lineup, like, although the Blue Jays are struggling too, but you know.
Yeah, so he's deeper league guy for me, I'd say.
The Yankees aren't good against lefties, so I guess there is some stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
The Orioles are all of a sudden just the team that you never even want to, you know, they're just mashing every game. God, they hit.
That's that Mark Trumbo.
Trumbo.
Hashtag dude.
He hit another one tonight. Yeah, but you even said when we did it, you're like, well, it's only kind of like a half one because I don't really love him in OBP.
Well, yeah, that hasn't changed. I mean, he's still. I guess I haven't looked at his numbers for a while. I just know that he hits bombs all the time.
Oh, yeah, 16 homers already, so it doesn't really matter. I'll give it to you. That step. But everybody.
I'll give it to me.
We liked him.
I'll give
both,
it to you good.
Both of us liked him on the show preseason. So.
Yeah, strikeouts are even worse this year. He's up to 27% strikeouts right now. Still below league average walks. But, yeah, you'll take that when he's on pace for...
He's got a 339 OBP.
Well, for now, yeah.
If you didn't say that.
I mean, that'll cool down for sure if you have a 27% K rate. He's smoking the ball right now, but, I mean, he's career 253 average. He's sitting at 284 right now.
Yeah, it'll come down a bit. But
don't forget he's got a stolen base already.
There you go.
That was, like, first game
of
the season.
He's pacing for, like, 3 steals.
Which would be a career high.
I do believe it was in the first game of the season as well.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
He's on a real cold streak. All right. Moving on then to another guy being activated from the DL, Yu Darvish. He's back. He started last Saturday. Is he a must-start option moving forward, or are you tepid on him this year?
No,
Tommy John.
I'm not tepid at all. I'm all aboard the Darvish train, I guess. You know, there was only one.
What sound does that Yu Darvish train make, Joe?
What's that really racist Chinese song that they say? Dig a dig a dig 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 dig. Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't think he's Chinese, even.
I don't care.
Okay, so you like him?
Yes. What, you don't?
Sure. Yeah. No, it's just I love him, actually. His velocity is up even higher than it was last year already.
You derailed us with all that racist talk you were spewing.
There was nothing racist in that question that I asked. You just chose to respond racistly.
It was entrapment. You forced me to say it. No, I think that...
I am not Harrison Ford or Tommy Lee Jones who is in... The Double Fugitive. Jeopardy, which is a completely different law.
Yeah, I didn't see Entrapment if that was a movie.
Yeah, it was. I think that was Ashley Judd in that one, wasn't it?
Well, that you could be talking about Double Jeopardy again.
Was she in that one too? Yes. Okay, I'm looking it up now.
Let me talk about Yu Darvish then.
You talk about Yu Darvish. I'm going to look up Ashley Judd.
I only had one chance to get him in a draft this year, and it got to be like the 16th round, I think, of our 10-team league. And he was out there, and I was just like, "All right, now this is the time, Darvish." And he got one pick before me. He was taken, and I just it might even been like the 20th round. So, you know, for those people that did and stashed him, I think he's totally going to pay off. 5 innings, 7 strikeouts in his first start. But yeah, the thing that I heard about it that really made me excited about it is, didn't he hit like 90? 98 in his first start? So I mean, it sounds like everything's going to be back. And you know, I mean, it might be hard to remember exactly how dominant he was, you know, back in 2013, but you know, he was one of the best. You know, he was a top 3 pitcher in the league at the time.
I'd say he's a must start option moving forward.
All right, Sean.
Yes, turns out Entrapment starred Sean Connery and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, that does sound right.
Yes,
yeah.
He was trapped.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes,
you're the man now,
dog. I should
pay
attention to you guys, because I could have answered any Entrapment jokes.
Well, God, pay attention.
We've been talking about that for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Very important matters to attend to over here.
What's that, Facebook?
Well, I'll tell you guys whenever I feel like it.
Mm. All right, then. He holds all the power now. He's the man now, dog.
He is the man.
You know who else is the man? Devin Travis. He's back. I think that for the rest of the show, we should both do terrible Sean Connery impression. There's nothing terrible about my Sean Connery impression.
Okay. Mine is terrible. So I'm going to stop. You can keep doing it if you desire.
Yes.
Wait, that was...
that was Marv Albert.
Oh, man. Maybe they're cousins or something.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
I want to hear Sean Connery say, "Throw it down, big man."
Throw it down,
that's
big
Bill
man.
That's Bill Walton.
Is it? Oh.
We don't know who anybody is on this episode.
We're not even drunk yet.
That's a Bill Walton.
I'm just going to get back to drinking over
all
here.
You get to that.
Get busy drinking or get busy dying. That's what I always say.
Another impression. Boy, you are just all over the place.
God, I have so many talents.
And they're all Hollywood actors. Let's see. I'm going to see how many more you can pull out tonight.
All right, we're going to play a dude feud.
Oh, my goodness. My favorite thing.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino.
All right, Devin Travis has returned triumphantly to the Toronto Blue Jays. And so we're going to play a little dude feud here to see what you think of him for the remainder of the season, Joe.
All right.
Let's start with Jose Altuve or Devin Travis. No, okay.
Well, yeah, I think I'll probably still go Devin Travis series.
Okay, here we go. We got a guy right now who, well, he's heating up now. He struggled out of the gate. Anthony Rendon, second base. Third base eligible as well for the Nationals. Rendon or Devin Travis?
I like Rendon a lot. I mean, I'm probably not necessarily rational on him either, just because no matter what he's done or been done this season, which actually hasn't been that bad. It feels like he's been quiet, but the last month he's got a .392 OBP, 4 homers and 5 steals. That's pretty good. So
it's not bad.
I'm going to take him over Travis. Now, you know, Travis, you hope that he scores a lot of runs if he really does get to the top of the Jays lineup, which they're saying is a possibility.
Yeah,
but
I
still don't think his upside is as high as Anthony Rendon. And by the way, I thought everyone was aware of it now, but I still heard a podcast where they're throwing out a lot of Rendons.
It's not Rendon.
But Rendon. I'll take Rendon in that one. I think Rendon's still a top 5 second baseman. So.
It's also not Christian Yelich.
I do like the Yelich.
Oh. Yes, no, I'm with you, though, on the Rendon. So let's move up a little bit. What about Devin Travis or red-hot Neil Walker?
Oh, Neil. You know,
the Mets, 13 home runs already this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
13 bombs.
That is absolutely insane.
Right?
I hadn't checked lately. I mean, yeah, his career high is what, like... got into the 20s a few years ago, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
He had a breakout season. We talked about him on the show, and yeah. And actually, I do feel like we should give him credit because we're kind of like, you know, at the end game second baseman, we're like, well, what's the difference between some of these guys and Neil Walker? We did say that.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. And now Neil Walker has jettisoned himself way up the ranks. And it's a legit thing, too, because he got rid of a toe tap. So he switched his whole stance and approach, basically.
Yeah.
To create the power.
I guess I was all prepared to say Devin Travis, but looking at Neil Walker's numbers right now, and it's actually like as the season goes on, like the last 2 weeks and the last week, he's getting better.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll take Neil
Walker.
Kind of
scary. Yeah. All right. Okay. So, I mean, what about Aledmys Diaz or Devin Travis?
I'll take Travis there. I don't trust Diaz.
Devin Travis, I agree with you on all of these counts, by the way.
Okay.
Devin Travis or Dustin Pedroia?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I saw Pedroia on there. You know, Pedroia, we didn't love him preseason, but we didn't hate him because we felt like his price was right.
Yeah, this was the year that his price was finally right.
Yeah, and, you know, on the season, 375 OBP, he's got 7 homers. You know, that's nothing to sneeze at. 20 homer
that's
pace,
really
roughly,
yeah.
with some very dirty math on that, because I really don't know. But I'm assuming he's pacing
we're
18
we're
to
right about at the third, one-third rate
yeah.
point of the season.
So, you know, yeah.
You could basically take all these times 3 for on-pace numbers.
Well, so I did a good job then. So, I was, yeah, about 20 homer pace. And so
40 home runs for Neil Walker.
Yeah, that is pretty dumb. I don't quite get it. But, yeah, I think I'm going to stick with Pedroia on this one. I think he's safer. So long as he doesn't get hurt, I think he'll be the better player. I think just because he's, you know, Devin Travis, even if he scores a lot of runs and gets you some counting stats, I don't think he's going to have the power. Because I actually believe in the power from Pedroia, because I thought preseason I liked him to hit, you know, 15 to 20 homers. So now that he's showing that, I'm not going to back off it now.
Okay. So we're about top 10?
I was thinking before we started this that I thought he would be right around the back end of the top 10, maybe 11 or 12. Until yeah. he proves it a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah. The key really is going to be hitting at the top of that lineup and scoring just a buttload of runs.
But, like, even some of the guys, you know, like DJ LeMahieu, for instance, you know, I think I'd probably take Devin Travis over him. I mean, he's not bad, and he's got the Coors bump, but at the same time, you know, I don't think that there's much power and speed upside there either. So, you know.
Yeah, he's really not running.
I would take Jason Kipnis over him as well. I know you didn't add that one in, but I still do believe in the Kipnis, but I think
like the Kippa.
I think they're right, really close to each other, close to back to back in the rankings there. Right around 10.
Okay, Hunter Pence to the DL. What do you think? Do you like any of his replacements? Gregor Blanco, Jarrett Parker.
Well,
any of his direct replacements, anyway.
Jarrett Parker apparently is a baseball player that I'd never heard of, but he caused us to have a discussion on Smush Parker, which I liked. And neither of these guys remember Smush Parker, former Lakers point guard. Please, if you remember Smush Parker out there.
I remember Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah, Mookie Blaylock. Yeah, that's another good name.
But name.
Smush Parker, I think, even a better name. I'd say, you know, that's an 80 grade name right there.
Yeah, I'll have to agree.
Okay, but anyway, Jarrett Parker, not as good of a name. He'd be the one that I'd be interested in, even in a tiny little bit, and I'm not really that interested. You know, in 2015, he came up and had a what did we want to call a cup of coffee?
Side salad?
Sure, he had a side salad. We never said that before. You made that up.
Really? Oh, I thought we said that.
Okay.
I thought we had established that previously.
Maybe.
Just in my brain.
If we had, it was good, actually.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say something way worse than that. That's actually pretty good. But yeah, he was really great in his little stint in 2015, and I think there was some thought that he would break camp and actually, you know, get some playing time this year, and that really hasn't happened.
I do remember that name, actually, now that you mention it.
Yeah, he was kind of a very, very little bit of buzz in preseason. I don't think there was any chance that he was going to start, because they had Pence and Denard Span, and like, so I don't know if they were thinking that
Angel Pagan was still on the team.
Pagan, yeah. So I don't know if they thought maybe he would replace Pagan maybe or something, but there was a little bit of buzz.
I mean, yeah, you talk about a guy who's consistently on the DL. It's Angel Pagan.
Yeah, so he'd be the only one I'd be interested in, because we know what Gregor Blanco is. I guess it,
in small spurts, I think Blanco can be effective. You know, if you're looking for stolen bases, he'll get you a couple of them. And
I guess
for whatever reason, they like to hit him at the top of the order. So
seems like a bad idea.
So he, I agree, but he could score some runs when he's in there. But I mean, it's gonna be. I feel like the lineup is gonna be a little fluid. You know?
Yeah, they'll probably try and see if they can figure it out. Yeah, but if I would be betting on anybody, it would be Parker, just because there might be some upside. You know,
I was going to say that's the upside.
He had six homers last year and a .407 OBP in a small sample size. So,
yeah, his stats in the minor leagues last year, he was a 2020 guy last year, 23 homers, 20 steals, 504 plate appearances in AAA, hit .283, .375, .514. So, I mean, that also came with a 32.5% K rate in AAA.
That's not good.
No. So I can't see him really being, like sticking in the major leagues. But he's one of those lightning in a bottle things where maybe you could get some power and speed in a short sample before his batting average craters.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
Deep league plays for me for both of them, though, for Blanco and Parker.
For sure.
All right. Julio Urias.
Urias.
I've been working on that pronunciation.
Julio Urias.
He was called up last week, and he sucked, and he was sent back down, and he got called back up again today, and he sucked again.
Yeah.
So what do you make of him for the rest of the season? What do you think?
I've never been as excited about him as everyone else in the world has been. A lot of people, you know, like, oh, he's the best of the Dodgers. Like, I don't know. I mean, he's so young. He's 19. So I guess that kind of worried me, but I've been wrong a lot recently on these 19-year-olds that come up and just are studs right away, but this year has kind of been the reversal of that.
It really has, yeah. Pretty much everybody that's come up has been pretty bad.
Except for Michael Fulmer, but...
We'll get to him.
Yeah, but yeah, so I guess what do you do with him? I think you should probably keep him on your roster in like 12 league, team leagues or deeper, and keep him on the bench for a little bit and see what he does, because... I still think, you know, no matter what, even if I don't like him, there's some upside there just because the strikeout upside is still going to be there. So
yeah, I can get on board with that. If you have an extra roster spot in a 12-team league, I think that's the shallowest league that I'd be willing to roster him in as a bench player in a 12-team league. But even that, I can endorse getting rid of him there if you need help elsewhere. You know, maybe you need to pick up a Jared Parker, although he's more of a deep league ad. So
Need a Jared Parker, you got to have him.
You're probably screwed. No, there's better people adding a 12-team league for sure. But yeah, I can't see Urias being a real game changer for the rest of the season, just because his innings are going to be limited so much.
Well, that, and I just think the control is not going to be there.
Yeah, which is funny because he's had really good control. I looked this up. Career minor league walk rate, I think 7.9%, which would be right a little above league average for the majors.
It's not bad.
So, yeah, I mean, his first start, he had a bunch of walks. Really bad first inning. I chalked that up to nerves.
Yeah.
Because he was really erratic. So I would expect that to improve as he sort of figures out the major league strike zone.
Well, because, you know, and the nerves, you're probably trying to paint the corners a little bit. You don't necessarily want to attack guys because they're going to be better, you know. So you don't want to throw it right down the middle because, yeah, you're probably going to get crushed. So take him some time to adjust.
Yeah, and eventually he'll learn. I think you could say the same with Barrios, too, that sooner or later you'll learn that your stuff is good enough.
Yeah, it's good enough, and you can
throw strikes.
Yeah, you can hit. You can start to pound the zone a little bit. You just got to get the confidence.
Yeah.
So yeah, these are two of the funner names, you know, Urias and Barrios. Like these Spanish guys have some
Burrito
fun names.
Suave gets a mention on the Nasty Cast.
Burrito Suave.
Yeah. Okay.
And Urias Suave.
Sure.
That we need to work on that one.
We'll find something better for Julio.
We'll think about it.
Julio. Miguel Sano to the disabled list. He strained a hammy, as we talked about before, running the bases.
Yeah, we were having a hot discussion on his defense before we were recording, of course.
I think that was while we were recording.
I don't think it was.
Either way.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Well, except for the people listening do know, but.
All right. So, what are we doing? I mean, obviously you're hanging.
I'd put him on the DL.
Yeah, I don't know. Any replacements come to mind right away?
Like in house?
Yeah, we could start there. Yeah.
I mean, I think, well, he was already playing a lot, but I guess Eduardo Nunez is going to for sure play every day then. I mean, because he every once in a while, like, he's been playing short, I think, mostly. But, you know, every once in a while they'd play Eduardo Escobar. Like, they got too many Eduardos on that team. Yeah, it's just a surplus of Eduardos. But so I guess maybe Nunez moves to short and Escobar, I'm sorry, Nunez moves to third and Escobar plays short more often. God, I don't know. There's Eduardos everywhere on that. I can't keep
the Minnesota straight. Eduardos.
Yeah. So, I mean, and he's been hot lately. I think he hit another homer today, is six. So, I mean, it's a bit odd. I can't really explain the Eduardo Nunez production, but
yeah, I think he just kind of goes in these hot streaks and then he'll totally collapse at any moment and just be crap.
Okay, that could happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to.
Do you
want to
talk about like free agent pickups, or do you just?
Yeah, we can move on to that. But real first, I want to mention Robbie Grossman. Actually,
Grossman
was basically scoffed at by everybody in the fantasy community, myself included.
Okay.
I called him filler at one point, and he's actually been really, really good.
Yeah, he has. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, two bombs. This is only 46 plate appearances, but two bombs already. 359, 457, 667 slash. And let's see. Even walks to strikeouts.
I mean, he's not going to keep any of this up, but.
Well, no.
To that extent. But yeah,
seven walks, seven strikeouts.
I think he's kind of just what the doctor ordered for the Twins. I mean, a guy that's going to just get on base and isn't going to be trying to hit home. Because, you know, it felt like with Byung-Ho Park and Miguel Sano, it had a lot of guys swinging for the fences. And
Joe Mauer.
Yeah, Joe Mauer, because he hit four that one week.
Four home runs in a week.
By the way, we just gave him a glowing review on that one episode. We're like, Joe Mauer, listen, this guy's, it's all gravy. He's going to get you 500 OBP, and who knows, he might hit a home run. Then he went like 0 for 70.
Basically.
As soon as we talked about that.
Yeah, he went 0 for May.
Yeah, and then.
Until the last week.
And now this last week, he just went on a binge. It's four homers in a week when usually that's his whole season. So I guess, if you picked him up based on our advice and then suffered through a month of shit, you were rewarded.
Yes. Which, due to
sometimes you got to swim through a mile of shit to see the perfect ass.
I didn't see that twist.
Twist? That was a twist. Because I thought that was you were going with the Shawshank Redemption line.
Yeah, you didn't do the Morgan Freeman, though, either.
No. But I thought it was the more. I thought that's where you were going, and then it was just somewhere else.
Morgan Freeman loves asses, though.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, Robbie Grossman. I'm all about him right now. He'll probably fall off, but you know, there's a shot that.
I'm all about that bass myself.
Are you?
No trouble. At least that made Jesse laugh.
Christ! All right. Give us one recommendation, Joe.
What
from the outfield to replace Miguel Sano with.
You want an outfield recommendation?
That's what I said.
Well, I don't know. It could be third base, too, dickhead.
Did he qualify at third in many leagues?
I think, yeah. Well, Yahoo. Yahoo's pretty lenient. I mean, that's generally where I start my searches.
I think that's the only place where he qualified at third base.
Yeah, they're the most lenient position eligibility-wise by far, so... Whoa, let me take a look here and see. What do you want to use as the threshold then? 40?
Yeah, I'd say 40 or lower, maybe even 30 or lower.
Well, Buxton's coming up. I mean, that's a stolen base option, I guess.
Yeah, he's another guy. Yeah, I forgot to put him in the rundown, but he should definitely be owned in all leagues. Just in case he's figured out, because he destroyed the minors while he was down.
And like we were talking about, stolen bases are like impossible to find right now. So, you know, he... And, you know, Yahoo, there's so many shallow leagues. Like, I'm sure if I checked on CBS for his ownership percentage, it'd be probably way over 50, but 29% in Yahoo, so, there's...
I hope the people heard that burp.
I know, I do too, because after I did it, I'm like, ooh, probably shouldn't burp into the mic.
Probably not.
Yeah, I bet I did. Anyway, but kind of for, I guess, for what he was giving you, you know, Buxton's a totally different skill set, way down in the dregs. I mean, Jason Wirth is only owned in 16% of leagues. He can hit you some bombs before he gets hurt. So, you know, he'll get hurt in about 2 weeks. That would seem about right. Guys like Corey Dickerson and Michael Saunders are at 40% of Yahoo League. So if you're in a shallow one like that, those guys are out there. But I actually wouldn't mind giving Wirth a try. He's been He's been pretty solid this year, actually. He's already at 8 home runs on the season, so that's a decent option for some power.
All right. Yeah, we mentioned last week.
And there's
Roger
one
Davis.
More guy that I would definitely add to replace him in the outfield, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. I was going to say Ender Inciarte as well for Atlanta. He's only owned in 26% of leagues at Yahoo. And we're talking about stolen bases. He's one of the guys who can steal you 20.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take a little break here and come back with some closer calamities.
Hey, this is Chris McBrien from the Dear Mr. Fantasy podcast, reminding you that the voting for the Podcast Awards is open to the public from now until June the 12th. Just visit podcastawards.com and vote for your favorite podcast in 20 different categories. And when you're there, please consider voting for Dear Mr. Fantasy in the sports category. You can vote once a day, every day between now and June the 12th. That's at podcastawards.com. Thanks, and now back to the show.
All right, we are back. We just had a nice long drink of cool beer, and we're ready to talk about some closer calamities. Do we get a drop for that or no?
Yeah, I mean, we might as well do it at this point. No.
Watch out for that first step.
It's a dude.
Did you just get beer?
Watch out for that first step, it's a doozy!
Alright, the Bucks is back! Oh wait, he's dead again. He came in and, retired two batters after giving up a run or two, and...
he got like a 14 ERA or something.
Yeah, and he was in long enough to suck and get our hopes up, and then he strained his left oblique, and now we'll be out 4 to 8 weeks.
The box came back, and he died the very next day.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of the more frustrating things of my fantasy season, because I got him in a couple different leagues, and yeah, it's like, whoa, thanks for nothing, box. But yeah, so I guess we did do a service because we said if you own Colome...
Keep him,
yeah. So if you kept him, good on you.
I guess we now know what's in the box.
An injury?
Disappointment.
Nothing. Disappointment, yeah. Tears.
An empty box. Tears.
Yeah. Nothing worse than an empty box.
You all right over there?
I was muted.
I assume you're a broadcast professional.
I always do.
Yeah,
I still got to check out
Unlike
your
Joe,
health.
Who burps right into the mic.
Well, you know, me. I'm disgusting.
Well, I've been doing this for 3 years. Houston Street is back to assume the closer's role in Anaheim. Nothing really to analyze there. Will Smith.
Good for him.
Yep. Thanks, Houston Street, for returning and helping my team. Will Smith has returned from the disabled list, and they're already saying that he might see save opportunities right shortly.
He's got a lot of free time since he's not in Independence 2.
Nah, what the hell's up with that? Independence Day, yeah.
Looks like his son's in it.
It's not his son, but it's like...
Well, it's not his son in it. It's the character's son.
Oh, really?
He's going to be the main...
Is that who it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just choose his son then?
Maybe they killed him off.
Well, they used the kid that was his son in the first one now that he's 30 years old.
Oh.
It makes sense.
But Will Smith does have a son who's been in some terrible movies.
Yes.
Ruining Karate Kid or whatever he did.
Yeah. He's been ruining a lot more than Karate Kid.
Actually, The Pursuit of Happiness is not a bad movie that he was in that.
I saw that one.
Nah, it's not bad.
But anyway, he's
still young enough not to ruin it.
Yeah. Now he's old enough to ruin things.
Well, now that he's not making movies, he's going to pitch for the Brewers. He's back off the DL, so.
He almost called them like the Brew Jays or something like that.
The Brew Jays. Oh, you want the shitty shrimp for the Brew Jays?
Boy, that was not good.
Okay, so who's going to be the closer moving forward for the Brewers?
It was really hard not to say Brew Jays.
Now I'm going to struggle with that, just like I can't say shoulders.
Boy, this sucks now. Yeah, we're always going to say Brew Jays. Well, yeah, and especially for the rest of this episode. But anyway, I went out and made an effort to pick up Will Smith because he was going to close for the Brew Jays.
Oh, but you were foiled, weren't you, Joseph?
Yes, I was.
The Brew Jays is a new fantasy baseball team. Yeah.
That's a really good point. Podcast leaguers out there, somebody better be the Brew Jays by Saturday. But
it's a pretty good time.
Well, it probably won't get released till Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, we'll go next Wednesday. By next Wednesday, somebody better be the Brew Jays. But
sure. Will Smith or Jeremy Jeffers?
There's nothing wrong with Jeffers. He hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't really blown any saves at all, but he's not the strikeout velocity, you know, dominant closer. You know, he's the ground ball closer. So, I mean, I guess if the blue... Because then I was thinking, like, Brewers and Blue Jays. Now the Brewers and the Blue Jays are screwed up in my head. It's like my brain is broken.
The Brew Jays and the Brewers.
So the Brewers now. Oh, man, this is going to suck. But if the Brew Jays just really want him, if Milwaukee wants him to close, then, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about, is what the manager wants. Like we said with the box, I mean, you know, there's no reason to think that Colum A shouldn't keep the job, but the cash kept saying Boxberger's the closer as soon as he gets back. So at some point, you got to listen to the manager. So if Milwaukee keeps saying that Will Smith is going to get opportunities, you got to listen. You got to go and pick him up. So I liked him more than Jeffers preseason anyway. So, you know, I don't.
A lot of people did. Yeah, yeah. I was aboard the Jeffers.
But same deal here. Don't drop.
Exactly, Jeff. Yeah. If you have a share of Jeffress, you need to own Will Smith now.
Yeah.
You need to handcuff him. I think he automatically becomes the number one handcuff in fantasy.
Yeah, it's not a bad call. I can't really argue with it.
Okay.
Who's the number two handcuff in fantasy? This is off the cuff, but... Because I'm handcuffing people all over the place.
Might be Ken Giles again now.
Ooh.
He had a streak of 9 consecutive scoreless appearances, and he's been really good. Apparently he fixed something. They found something that was off in his delivery, and he's just been lights out ever since.
There was a lot that was off in his delivery, as I could tell. But
Gregerson has been a little shakier lately. I'd say he's still got a decent leash, but Giles has been awesome again. So he's in lease, going to give you decent ratios and a lot of strikeouts again. So he's a good handcuff, not only because of potential saves this season, but... really good ratios in case.
Well, and I traded for him in our Dynasty League, and, like, he's just been an absolute pile of disappointment for me and regret. But, I mean, yeah, so hopefully he could turn it around. I was actually in the podcast league, because I have no saves there. I'm speculating on a ton of guys, but I was going to, you know, I mean, I don't mind the call. I could see that, but I've been going with Daniel Hudson for forever, and...
Oh yeah,
Ziegler's just not giving him a chance right now, but he's been great.
Yeah,
he's a podcast favorite. You know, I mean, we talked about him forever.
Dan Hudson.
Yeah,
yeah, he's always kind of been your guy.
He's my guy, but he's got a 1.25 ERA, .74 WHIP. I mean, he has been a dominant reliever. I think as soon as he gets an opportunity, as soon as there's a window for him, I think at some point in his career he's going to be a closer.
All right, who's the Santiago Casilla handcuff if he continues to struggle out there in San Fran?
I don't know, because is Hunter Strickland still on the DL, to the best of my knowledge?
I thought it was Sergio Romo.
Oh, okay. So I got DL.
Strickland is healthy as far as I know.
Okay, he was just struggling. Okay, got the guys, the DL guy. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. What do you think? I'm all confused. This is worse than when I thought it was the Brew Jays.
No, I think that's the guy. It's that's not breaking news necessarily. People have been rostering Hunter Strickland, especially in Dynasty, for years, hoping that he'll be the closer at some point. And they're cursing Santiago Casilla's name as he continues to cling to the closer role there.
How many years has it been now at this point?
At least two, maybe two and a half.
Two and a half, maybe.
At
least
two and a half.
It's been forever. I mean,
he just keeps getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, if you've just been kind of betting on Casilla, you're winning those bets just year after year. But
yeah, Casilla now I believe is only 12 for 16 in save opportunities, so his leash is shortening.
Yeah, I almost am tempted to say I don't know. It's hard to be worried about him because he's just been getting the job done for 2 years.
I know, and you got to imagine he's built himself up some pretty good leash.
I think so. I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying with Arizona. Is, you know, like I just can't get behind this Brad Ziegler shit. He just isn't good.
No, you gotta like the guy they have the actual closer stuff, you know, the high Ks.
Yeah.
You want a guy that strikes out 13 guys per nine. Or
yeah,
whatever.
That's what you want, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I like the Giles call. I think he's been a forgotten man. You know, depending on your league size, he never got dropped anyway. But I'm sure there's also plenty of leagues where he did.
I think there's plenty of shallow leagues.
He was so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he was unstartable for sure at the beginning of the season. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break and hear from field reporter Jean-Claude Fantasy.
Oh, well, hello, and welcome back to the NastyCast. This is Jean-Claude Fantasy reporting back. I took a long vacation deep in the heart of France, and I did nothing but take naps and never showered once for the entire off-season, you see. Yes, and I ate nothing but wine and cheese, obviously. But I am back, and ready to give you your French stinky cheese pickup of the week. This week, I think you shall go with Baltimore Oriola, Hyunsoo Kim. He started in 7 of the last 8 games for your Baltimore Orioles, and he is performing like as well as a French croissant would to make a sandwich. He's 469 OBP and scoring lots of runs, hitting second in the order. So, Hyunsoo Kim, your French sticky cheese pickup of the week. This is Jean-Claude Fantasy signing off.
All right, thanks again to Jean-Claude Fantasy for bringing the French, even though he is probably highly offensive to anybody who's French that's actually listening to the French.
We don't pay that guy a damn.
No, he does that for free. Yes. Pro bono.
At one point we said we potentially gave him some cheese.
Shame. Oh, yeah. We're not paying him that anymore.
Oh, man.
Because, man, that's, all he wants is the expensive cheese.
He can't get him any Velveeta, that's for sure.
No. He wants the stinkiest cheeses in all of the world.
Exactly. Lindenberger.
Lindenberger. I think it's Limburger.
I remember the Hindenburger.
Yeah, the Hindenburger cheese.
The Hindenburger cheese. That sounds familiar.
It's Hindenburger cheese. That's
right. Oh, the cheese manatee. Sorry.
Nice, actually.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to play a little game called Hit It, Quit It, or just, you know, kind of sit there and don't do anything with the guy.
I'm glad that stuck.
So far. This is week 2.
Yep, and we still haven't played the game that I suggested, Fleas in the Closet.
No, that's true. We'll have to work on that.
Someday.
I mean, we put so much prep into these shows that...
We do.
It's hard to work it in
there. I remember 3 weeks ago when me and Nate were writing the rundown for this one. Or Nate and I.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks.
Or was that 10 minutes before we started recording?
Yeah, well, we used to actually, you know, we established this previously. We used to think out these shows.
We had them
kind
all.
Of months. It kind of takes it back. Like,
no,
you know,
years.
Years. It does make it really, really hard to include people's emails
into
our show when,
we've had
when
them all
Nate
scripted.
Transcribes it, you know, 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. We had transcribed it. We ran out of that.
Truly, he's the Bran Stark of the Nasty Cat
podcast.
Yeah,
truly incredible foresight on my part.
Sorry,
I was working.
Throw a GOT reference.
Yeah, whenever people say that word, it just makes me want to punch something.
What word?
What the fuck is a warg?
Want to play a game?
You're gonna find out what punching a warg is like.
Is that
in a second? Because you're gonna turn into the warg.
Is that good or bad?
Face.
I don't know. I don't watch this show.
Hold the door, Joe. Hold the door.
Does that mean something?
Hold door.
Yes.
All right. Hodar.
Michael Fulmer is our first player we're going to talk about here. Joe apparently likes him. He owns him all over the place. He just put up – he was actually – he had a no-hitter into the, sixth inning, seventh inning?
Seventh maybe. But, yeah, he's gone 7 2/3 scoreless in his last two starts.
It's not bad.
Which is unusual, you know, 7 2/3, an unusual
in
amount.
In each,
both.
Yes.
Both of his last two starts were 7 2/3 scoreless, so I'm buying in on it. You know, the fact that I own him in two leagues isn't necessarily due to my, you know, like, acute fantasy acumen or anything like that. It's kind of dumb luck, but, you know, I went out and picked him up in the podcast league. I streamed him in the 10-team league, and I just, you know, I'm not dropping him now because he's been kind of too good, you know. Not that this has anything to do with Michael Fulmer, but when I do stream in leagues like that, when you get a guy like this, you know, a Michael Fulmer that's on, you know, on a hot streak like this, he find someone else to drop, I guess, would be my point, because you can find lightning in a bottle, you know, you can find the Carlos Carrasco 3 years ago when he had that ungodly run or whatever.
Yeah.
Guys like that are out there, so don't be dumb and draw, you know, I mean, even if you are streaming. But so I buy into it. I was watching his start the other day, and, you know, the Angels lineup apparently was about as bad as you're going to find.
Yeah.
But I saw him strike, I don't know who it was, but I saw him strike somebody out with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball in, like, the fifth inning. And, like, so, you know, this guy is, he passes the eye test, so. And for pitching, for me, a lot of it is the eye test. I'm yeah. sorry, that's, you know, as rudimentary as it gets, but if I watch you pitch and you impress me, I'm a lot of, you know, I mean, I know there's a lot of advanced pitching stats, but a lot of times with stuff like that, you can watch a guy and know
yeah.
that he's good and he's got it, and I feel like that's the case with Michael Fulmer.
Yeah, I agree. Nice fastball slider change combo. Good stuff. Good premium velocity. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't want to
hit it. Okay, we shall hit it.
Okay, and what about Billy Hamilton? Shall you hit him?
Man, you know,
you were kind of cursing his name earlier. Well, this very episode.
Very time of earlier. That was the time, which was my favorite time. I'm probably going to just sit there, you know, and not do anything with the guy. With him. I mean, I'm not going to sell him, but I'm not going to buy him. I mean, if I own him in a league, and I do in the podcast league, I'm not going to sell him because we just talked about how hard it is to find steals. Like, it's damn near impossible, and he could still run off 20 steals in a month.
Right.
He still has that ability. So if you own him, I don't think you're selling him. I guess in that way, I wouldn't mind trading for him just because steals are so hard to find, you know? So, I mean, but there's no real reason to be like, oh, he's a total buy low. There's this. You know, I don't think there's anything there. But he could just get lucky and start running, you know, just start getting. I'm not really sure what the reason is that he hasn't been stealing bases, but.
He hasn't got on base.
Well, yeah, but he never got on base the previous two seasons.
No, that's true. He did manage 56 and 57 steals
yes.
last couple of years. So, well, and he was—he's been nicked up as well this season. So,
I guess he is up to 12 steals on the year, you know. But
yeah. I think in anything outside of points leagues, I still wouldn't be crazy for him in points leagues, or at least the typical points leagues that don't really reward you much. You get like a point for a steal, or a point and a half, or whatever. Then it doesn't matter. He's not a game changer by any means. But in any, literally any roto league, I think he needs to be owned.
Well, and he might be a buy low to an extent because, you know, right now, you know, we said we know where we're at. We're tripling the numbers as pay stats. And so he's pacing 36 steals.
Yeah.
I mean,
which still, yeah, that's horrible for him. Great in the general realm of
fantasy.
I guess,
but I still think he, like, I can't see any, you know, OBP 300 right now. That's not good.
It's not good, Joe.
It was 274 last year and 292 the year before. And he, like you said, he stole 56, 57. There's no reason that the steal should be down like this. So I don't know. Maybe he is a buy low. So I guess I'm going to hit it. I change it.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, and I think if you could get him cheap enough, I would do it. You're just taking a huge hit in all your other counting categories.
Well,
so basically, it's sort of a Hail Mary. If you're dominating all the other categories right now, you're just sucking at steals. Yeah. He's a perfect Hail Mary.
Yes, I agree.
What's he doing for run count?
23.
Yeah.
Only 8 RBI.
He's actually not doing runs.
He's not
is fine.
Gonna, runs are he's not going to kill you.
No,
no.
He's average, just, but RBI.
Just feeling the talk here.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I agree.
No, that's true. And
in a batting average league, I don't think that this year, you know, 255 isn't killing you.
That's
either.
Perfectly fine.
Yes,
that's probably about league average. I don't know.
Last year, the 226 is going to kill you. But 250 is fine. But I don't see anything looking at any of his numbers that tells me why his steals would be 20 less.
His percentages are actually up right now, but his counting stats are down. Which doesn't make sense.
Well, his percentages are about, you know, it was only been caught 3 times. He's not, you know, it's not that he's 12 for 24 or anything like that. So, yeah, it's not that he's getting caught all the time. And actually, his rookie season, he was caught 23 times, which is ridiculously high amount.
He was horrible.
Yeah.
He was horrible
he
that
really
year.
He really was. He just ran constantly.
I mean, that probably led the league by a mile.
That's one of the worst amounts of caught stealings I can ever remember. So
yeah, well, D. Gordon actually has been pretty bad as well in recent history, but I don't think he ever had a 23.
But yeah, so and then in 2015 he was far more efficient, and you know, so but I do think the steals could be coming. So yeah,
D. Gordon also gets caught at other things
too. Well, he does. Yeah,
he got caught cheating.
Showing a propensity to get caught.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, call it using PEDs. I don't necessarily want to call it cheating.
Well, he got suspended.
That's a whole other podcast.
D. Gordon caught stealing 20 times last year.
Yeah, by the way, I guess that's not good either.
No. All right, so we're both hitting both these guys so far. What about a catcher eligible, Evan Gaddis? And actually, we're going to dive into the box for this one.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
All right, we actually had an email from Miles Miller a couple of weeks ago who asked about Evan Gaddis. Once he gains catcher eligibility, where we would rank him for the rest of the season. And just off the cuff, I told him he could be top five with the power. So do we want to pull up catchers real quick and see where we would rank him?
You mean kind of like a dude view?
Could be. Of course, we already used that.
We can't play it twice, but still, sure. Yeah.
That'd be fun if we could.
But I mean, just looking at him right now, I mean, you know, just looking at 2015.
So yeah, we could do more rankings in, as far as this one goes.
Sure. But, I mean, in 2015, nobody liked him. You know, I mean, everyone was pretty much disappointed with him. He didn't have – I don't think he had any catcher that year, did he? Or no, he did.
Which year?
2015.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Okay. But he was still kind of considered a disappointment, I would say.
Yeah, he was okay.
But he hit 27 homers is my point. I mean, like, so whatever else he did at the catcher position.
I guess I say he was okay because there had been a points league and he has horrible plate discipline.
Well, sure. He only had a 285 OBP.
Yeah, so he wasn't a game changer by any means there.
But, yeah, catcher in a rotary league. And, I mean, to me, I feel like catcher's worse this year than it was last year.
Catcher is as bad this year as I can ever remember.
It's bad. So, yeah, I mean, almost regardless of what he does the rest of the way, like he just hit 12 home runs the rest of the way with the three, you know, with the 230 average. It's like, yeah, that's top five.
Yeah, pretty much. As long as he's got the power. I mean, if you look in even the top five, you have Brian McCann, who everybody is complaining about how bad he's struggling this year.
Yeah,
he's number five, right? Well, four actually. According, well, this is, I have OB people up here, but he's been, yeah, seven bombs, 21 RBI.
I own him in the podcast league, and I'm not complaining, I guess. I mean, it's like, what else is out there? There's really nothing out there.
Joe's second catcher, leaving a guy that's on the DL has been a great strategy.
Yeah, find somebody who doesn't play.
Yeah, that was, it was a guy that, yeah, find a guy, like, I drafted Ryan Hannigan, and my goal with him was that he wouldn't ever play.
Yeah.
He would play like once a week, but have a solid OBP. And actually, yeah, this year would be the year to do that because, you know, like, yeah, Francisco Cervelli right now is a top five catcher, I think, or six, you know, at the worst. It was like Chris Herrmann out in Arizona. Like, what?
That's just stupid what he's been doing this year. I hate it.
I don't get it at all. I mean, so there just really aren't any good options. So Evan Gaddis, even though he hasn't played most of the year, he was in, you know, like he's barely been playing. He's already top 10 on the season.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you got Luke Roy out still put ahead of him. Obviously, Buster Posey's going to be number one. Wilson Ramos is really having a breakout after having LASIK in the preseason and spring training.
I'd put him ahead of him, too, yeah.
Ramos ahead of Gaddis?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
And I might take McCann over him because they're similar players.
Yeah. Yeah, they are similar. There's, yeah, boy, that's pretty much a horse apiece there.
Yeah, they're kind of, then call him, you know, 4 and 4A or whatever you want to call it, but
basically, yeah.
And you know, Sal Perez, I might have preferred, but he's hurt.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to miss.
Not going to miss
much
a ton of time.
He usually tapers off in the second half, though, since they catch him every single game and he wears down.
They do that.
Yeah, so I think I would in a standard roto league, I would rather have Evan Gaddis than Sal Perez.
I could see that.
So yeah, and Gaddis, I mean, he's missed a lot more time than Perez.
Time.
Perez has seven bombs compared to Gaddis' six right now. But yeah, Perez has 20 homer power, I would say.
I think they're close together.
But Gaddis has closer to 30 homer power. Not that he'll probably get there this year, since he missed some time, like I said.
But he could.
But yeah. Top five.
Okay. So he's right in that range. I mean, because after that, like, you know, we were both all, you know, loving Yasmani Grandal at the time, and like he's hitting like 180 right now. I mean, he's just absolutely been garbage.
Yeah,
and
I think it's he might still be being nagged on by that shoulder injury. He's the only other guy who always is nicked up, it seems like.
The only other catcher that I would even consider for the top five might be Stephen Vogt. I mean, because he's been solid, I guess.
He's been okay, yeah.
And he's kind of done it before.
That walk rate pisses me off, though. He had a nice double-digit walk rate last year, and now it's back down to like 4 or 5%, like not even league average.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Drives me nuts.
I mean, it is really bad, so just the fact that he had... So, yeah, I mean, he would have had to have done it 2 weeks ago or whatever, but if you... And you did, I believe, in the podcast league, pick him up and grab him kind of before he got the catcher eligibility.
So. I did, yeah. I picked him up off the old waiver wire there.
The wire-a-rooney.
Yes.
As they say.
So we're all positive so far. What about Jake Lamb?
Well, I love Lamb.
Are you just looking at things and saying you love them, Joe?
I love cord. I love bottle.
Do you love bottle, Joe?
I love remote.
Do you love remote?
I love wall. I'm running out of things.
Yes.
No, I like Lamb.
The food or the player?
Well, both.
Okay. I've only ever had Lamb once.
I've never had Lamb.
And
I didn't care for it.
Lamb. Yeah.
Have you ever?
Never.
Yeah. Hmm. This one time I had a dream that a hamburger was eating me.
That's the worst dream ever.
I make that joke as many times as I can. I probably said that like 50 times, and I laugh every time.
I think I said John Lamb. I meant Jake Lamb.
Well, it's definitely Jake Lamb.
Yes, it's definitely Jake Lamb, not John Lamb. John Lamb is awful.
You should never be a shepherd because you would lead us to the wrong lamb. Mm.
What a lame joke. And I laughed at it.
It was a lot funnier than your hamburger.
No, that one's great. I've been telling that hamburger joke for a decade. That was straight stole it from Jerry Seinfeld. I don't care.
I'm on the lamb, you might say, running from the police.
Ah, indeed, yes. So are we done making horrible puns?
Yeah, let's just quit there.
All right. No, I mean, I'd probably... I mean, I don't think it's any secret. I think he's a solid third baseman. I mean, so, you know...
Yeah.
I don't think he's under the radar or anything like that. He's been really good this year.
He's only 39% owned in Yahoo.
Well, Yahoo is such a weird, you know, thing. I mean, I feel like their mortality rate on leagues must be getting higher and higher too.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Well, I mean, that doesn't make sense. I think he should
be owned in all leagues.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not owned in like at least 75, there's something wrong.
Yeah, well, I say all leagues. I would say, you know, 12 team leagues that have corner infield.
Yeah, there's just no way he should be on the wire. So.
Yeah, he's power and speed, you know, a little bit of both.
Don't be a sheep, own lamb.
Yes.
There we go.
I'm not giving
perfect catchphrase.
You should have stopped after that last one.
Probably.
That last one was better.
Yeah, he's cut. Just about 5% off the K rate from last year. He's walking more, up to double digits now, and that's a skill that he showed throughout the minor leagues is double digit walk rates, and I'm just a sucker for huge walk rates in OBP. So, you know, with power and speed, there's really not much to love now that he's getting every day at bats for the Diamondbacks.
You mean not much to not love?
Not much to hate, I should say.
Okay, you said not much to love.
I realize that I said that. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very nice 39.3% hard contact rate right now, so that's going to give you a really nice high BABIP, or BABIP, as some people might say. And 317, that could maybe even go up a little bit. So I do love Lamb.
I do love Lamb. And it's fun to say, I mean, it's fun to say I love Lamb, because it's so close to I love Lamb.
Okay. On to our last. So we're both hitting it.
I love carpet.
Shut up, Joe. Let's talk about Jose motherfucking Ramirez, my boy.
Everybody got one in now. Everybody, we got all the sound effects in.
Yep,
we got that swear quota to hit.
You're all welcome. Is all I'm gonna say. I guarantee there is not one other goddamn fantasy baseball podcast on the face of this earth that was touting Jose Ramirez in the preseason.
I hope not.
So, you nasty casts, you bucketeers out there.
But,
you're welcome.
I guess they should have.
It's not like they actually listened.
Yeah,
they don't listen for the fantasy baseball advice.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'll let you guys go back to pretending.
Do they listen for any reason at all, or do they even listen?
If we dole out fantasy advice, but no one downloads to listen, do we really give out fantasy advice?
I don't think so.
Well, they download. We just can't prove that they listen.
That's true.
That's true. And yeah, based on the amount of emails we get, they don't.
Or tweets.
Or tweet. Yeah. Well, no, we get a tweet every now and again. I can't really complain about the Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, I could.
All right. But so.
You don't, because that's not what you do.
No, that's not what I do. It's not what I'm about either. I'm mainly about respect for women, and I always do the podcast. Although sometimes we don't do the podcast.
Mostly because of you.
Mostly because of
Joe doesn't do
the podcast. No. Well, I know that.
Joe's never DTV.
You need to change what you do.
Well, yes.
Something else.
What I do is I stay home and I don't do the podcast.
Most of the time.
And I don't let the rest of the group know when I'm DTP.
Until like 5 minutes.
Like, yeah,
advance.
Like yeah. That day.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, what time are we doing it? It's 4:30.
So let's go behind the scenes here. Okay, we do a group text for this podcast. We talk amongst ourselves.
We do
it's
pretty much group text
for
about everything.
For everything, yeah.
But yeah, so Jesse and I will have a little back and forth figuring out when we're going to podcast this week. And Joe comes back with like, I don't know, I'm going to be in Russia next week or some stupid shit like
we
that.
We started on Sunday.
Something in Russia.
And we finally get back today.
Yeah, so.
What time are we doing this thing?
Half the week goes by before Joe gives an actual answer of any sort.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, the wife's got a hair appointment for 17 hours. We can maybe do it next week.
This is all true, basically.
It's hard to do the podcast with Joe Osachi as part of it.
I do like that. That one, did you get? I haven't used that one yet.
Be in Russia. Sooner or later, you're going to use it.
I'll use it eventually. I am Russian. I mean, that is the origin of my name. So.
Speaking of Russia.
Oh, we can talk Americans.
The Americans have been phenomenal lately.
Such a great show. Such a great show.
If you don't watch Game of Thrones, you should watch Americans.
Somebody would give me the damn DVDs.
Oh, yeah, I should have brought them tonight. Those ones with Martha before the end of the Martha thing.
Oh, my God, let's talk about Jose Ramirez.
Oh, those were great, those ones.
He's walking more than he's striking out.
Oh, is he now? That's great.
Oh, God, 4 for 7 in stolen base attempts.
Super duper.
Fantastic.
Indeed.
17 walks and 15 strikeouts. I mean, that's pretty damn good.
No, I can't. I mean, he's your boy, so, I mean, if I had to say what I would really say, it'd probably be just that I'd just sit there and do nothing with him or whatever the hell the thing is now. But, you know, I mean, I think he's good. I don't think he's great. You know, I mean, I don't know that I'm like going to be able to buy all in and say that he's going to be a gigantic fantasy contributor, but he's definitely like in any deep league, he's going to be worth it. He's getting the playing time now.
Yeah.
I can't really give him any crap, but I mean, he also did hit like 220 last year. So that is hard to forget.
Yeah, he had a 232 batting average on balls in play.
Yeah, but then, you know,
he was horrendously unlucky.
He was slapping at the ball like a 4-year-old with a fly swatter.
He doesn't have a great hard hit rate.
Yeah,
I mean, he never has.
That's the problem.
Maybe he never will, but he's upped his line drive rate 23% from 16% last year. He hit more fly balls. Not a lot, you know. He's not going to be a huge power guy by any means.
No.
You'll be lucky if he ever gets to double digits, but.
I just think he's a guy. I mean, he's the good things about Jose Ramirez are he'll get you a little bit of all the categories. You know, he contributed a lot of them, and he's got a lot of multi-position eligibility.
That's the thing. Yeah, he's a guy who will steal you double-digit bases
and
hit for good batting average from shortstop.
He chips in all over the place, and he can play all over the place.
Yeah, in Yahoo, right, he's second, third, short on outfield, so you can play him anywhere.
Those are good things.
Yeah. 391 OBP, not bad.
Yeah, there's nothing bad to say about
it. Hit it! Because, yeah, I mean, you still got Michael Brantley without a timetable
for a turn,
so.
I don't think the playing time's going away anytime soon. So, I mean, I can't say anything negative about him. It's just, you know, is the batting average going to stay this high? I don't know. I mean, he looked like we just watched him tonight. He got a single tonight. It didn't pretty much smoke the ball. So, like, yeah, maybe the hard hit rate's going up a little bit. Maybe he's going to start hitting the ball a little bit harder. So, yeah, I'm not going to argue with him. I'm not going to say anything negative.
All right. So we're at that point in the show, Jesse, where we don't know if we're doing BS or not. So are we going to take a break or am I going to finish the show?
Let's take a break.
All right, we decided to come back with a little off-the-cuff BS segment for y'all.
No, it's on the cuff. We cuffed it.
You want to play a game? We should actually get that clip.
Do you want
splice
to
it
play
in there,
a game?
Jigsaw? All right. So what we're going to do is I am going to give... I have chosen...
Do you punk?
Now it's also... Dirty Harry. It's also Dirty Harry.
It's all...
Combined. I hope that's not...
Get off my lawn. That's what we're going to do.
Did you
we're
pick Dirty Harry?
His quotes, yeah.
Then when I'll chime in someone else saying, no way! And then it'll be, get off my lawn!
We could do a whole mismatch, like a fun conversation from movie clips. All right, so I have arbitrarily chosen five movies from the category 90s films. So these films are all chosen from the 90s. And what Joe and Jesse are going to do, I'm going to read them the movie synopsis. And they're going to try to be the first ones to chime in and name
it's
that movie,
like the, it's kind of like the Brew Jays there where you struggled with the saying the And I, like, really, I think the next episode we do, I'm still going to struggle with that. Brewers and
Blues. Maybe that should be our buzzwords. I'll be permanent. Brewers and you'll be...
Yeah, that's the thing. So that was the time. So to know when you guys want to speak in, pipe up.
Sput in.
Whatever, with your answers. What are your keywords? Joe, Bigfoot. What is yours?
Jesse's going with Bigfoot. I'm going with Boner.
Boner for Joe, Bigfoot for Jesse.
Yep.
Okay. So, and how this works, if someone gets it right, it's worth 1 point. If they get it wrong, they have 0 points, and God have mercy on your soul. And then the movie goes to the next person, and if they get it right, then they get 2 points.
All right, here's the question, though.
Okay.
To define the rules before we start. If I buzz in while you're reading the synopsis and I get it wrong, does Joe get the rest of the synopsis?
Yes,
read,
absolutely.
Or does he have to answer from that point?
No.
He gets that second point.
He gets the rest of the synopsis.
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's fair. To
that's
earn
the
two
whole
points,
thing.
Though.
That's the whole thing. Is
that's
do you,
the risk reward.
Yes.
Do you oh, yeah, but you're risking it for half the points.
That's the whole thing.
Mm. Shut up, Joe. Let's go. All
right. Okay. 90s movies. Here we go.
I'm going to try and keep score on my phone here because...
No, I've got a little thing
okay.
Put up here. So
all right, then I'll just close this
I
want
to see the scoreboard on the wall.
And I tried to go with... That's I mean, I mixed it up a little bit. Some of these might be a little difficult.
All right.
I didn't want to have a bunch of gimmies.
No.
Okay, so movie number one. A New York City doctor who is married to an art curator, pushes himself on a harrowing and dangerous night-long odyssey of sexual and moral discovery after his wife admits that she once almost cheated on him.
Man, nobody buzzed in at all.
Silence.
There's a word in there that I didn't even know the definition of.
All right, boner.
Dope.
There's no real benefit or lack of benefit to guessing, at least.
No, we
so.
Probably should have made it worse minus one, but
no, there's too late now. There's nothing negative about it. Man, can you read that again?
In New York,
I don't think you should be able
one,
to.
Yeah, but we never established
in,
that.
Read in.
One more reread. Well, yeah, that's true. Once you buzz in.
Yeah, but there was not established prior to this, so
that's
I think I get one reread.
I just established it.
So we get,
once you buzz in, you don't get a reread.
I'm gonna go if, Vanilla Sky.
Oh nope, I almost caved it.
All right, now I want to reread.
I don't what? Think so.
I haven't buzzed
what?
In. You guys said I could
you
read the
just
rest
totally
of
screwed me out of the reread.
Okay,
and then you
no more,
one?
No rereads at all.
I didn't hear it the first
you
time.
You can unless
it's not really a reread because I'm deaf. I'm at a disadvantage here. It's, I truly am.
It was something about a New York doctor, I believe.
New York doctor, wife once almost cheated on him.
Yep, something like that.
And he has a conundrum.
We're not going to sit here all night, though. Wait, you got to
yeah.
Think
yeah!
Come on. I got right. Nothing.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, ooh. Never saw that.
You were right. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, that's why.
You were right that. On the line there.
Vanilla
yeah.
Sky was a good
Tom
guess.
Cruise in both of them, I believe.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn it.
Movie number two. Both sitting at 0 points.
Yes.
This one's a little easier. The story of a young man's adventures in the Californian pornography industry in the 1970s and early
1980s. Bigfoot.
He definitely got
he didn't
it.
Say boner.
No, I didn't. I just went like, no.
Jesse.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights it is.
Ding stupid damn. Movie. 1 point for Jesse.
Yeah, you don't even like that movie.
No, no.
We've had a whole thing about Boogie Nights on the show.
We did.
I don't remember if that was this show or the other. It had to be this show.
It was. I believe it was this one.
I'm sure it was.
All right. Movie number three. A mild-mannered chemist and an ex-con must lead the counterstrike when a rogue group of military men, led by a renegade general, threaten a nerve gas attack from Alcatraz against San Francisco.
A boner.
Dope.
I don't really know if this is right, but I'm going to go with Con Air.
Damn
The
it.
Rock.
The Rock it is.
No, they're like the same movie.
3-0.
He's the man now, dog.
Damn
Who's
it.
He's the man now.
They're like the
glad,
same
I'm
movie.
So glad you beat me the buzz there. Because
if you would have buzzed
I knew it. If I had a buzz, I only got 1 point.
Yeah, but would you have said Con Air
yeah.
or
I was
the Rock?
The Rock.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Commanding 3-0 lead for Jesse right
that
now.
That is tough. I just got to wait so I can get the 2 points.
These you last... almost need me to buzz first, though.
These last two are harder.
There's only two more.
I'm going to coast the victory.
Movie number four. An interstellar teleportation device found in Egypt leads to a planet with humans resembling...
Boner.
Joe.
Starship Troopers.
No.
Damn it.
Read the rest of the synopsis.
Yeah, he does get the rest
That's
of
true.
It.
I will start again. An interstellar teleportation device found in Egypt leads to a planet with humans resembling ancient Egyptians who worship the god Ra.
This sounds vaguely familiar. I know it's...
Well, I said a movie, and I'm not going to tell you what it
is. But
it
I
was.
Know what it is. It's you said something else. But
give me 10 seconds.
Stargate, blah blah blah.
It is just Stargate.
Yes. Oh come on! He said Stargate, blah blah blah. That's not the right movie.
That's the sequel.
Yes. Stargate,
that's
blah blah blah.
To the future.
I don't think he.
Well, it's part of the movie. Have you ever seen? You have, apparently, I've never seen it because
no, I haven't.
It's like that's like the punchline in the
My
movie.
My movie has
they say blah 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 all the time. You said Starship Troopers.
Blah, blah, blah. That's what vampires say.
Different. All right, well, we might as well do this last one so you can see if Jesse can make it to
Sweep
five.
The category.
I'm already at five.
You're at four.
You're making seven.
Oh, that was five,
that was
wasn't
a
it?
Double point.
Yeah,
that was a double. All right. Last one. Identical twins separated at birth and each raised by one of their biological parents discover each other for the first
Boner.
Time.
I couldn't remember my word.
Joe.
The Parent Trap.
Yes, there you go.
But that's not the original Parent Trap.
Not a clean
that's
sweep.
That's the second
Lindsay
coming.
Lohan
that's the remake.
Parent Trap.
That's the Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap.
Yeah,
right?
But it's still the right answer.
It's not the right movie, though.
What are you talking
Parent
about?
Trap was in the 80s.
Well, he might have been in the 70s.
Okay, well.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I specifically said 90s movie.
Yeah, he
I
did.
Didn't say anything
there
about
was a 90s now. Parent Trap with Lindsay
but
Lohan.
But I knew the answer, and I forgot my buzzword.
That
well,
is,
so I was,
that
I
is
got
the hard
to, I got so used to Joe getting them wrong.
Yeah.
I do think we should probably play this again at some point, but with more. Like, we could do more, obviously. Like,
well,
like
we need
10.
More time,
Joe. Yeah, this is just
off and unfortunately,
cuff.
Our time is out.
Our time is out, yes.
Yes, we need more time.
Time.
Okay, that's going to do it
the
for us
this
week.
The amount of time we have right now is not a good amount of...
No, it's very small.
Time.
Time.
I don't know. God, I don't know if anybody likes it when we do that joke.
Well, if they don't listen to Comedy Bang Bang, which they probably
don't,
then they don't have any idea that we're referring to the timekeeper.
No. I don't know why you guys always bring that up—the fact that you're stealing it, because maybe people think you're actually funny. Then,
well,
yeah,
we do steal
true.
A lot of shit, so.
And we're not funny
no.
ourselves.
We're not. We're also not funny, so we are thieves.
Yes.
Not
All
me.
Right, well,
I don't listen to Comedy Bang Bang, but
you should.
Get us out of here.
All right. If you want to look at more of my work, go to InsiderBaseball.com. I have a blog there. You can listen to me on SiriusXM on their Fantasy Sports Network, 11 a.m. Eastern, Sirius 210 XM 87. Till then, go to TheFantasyAmateurs.com. Also, buy yourself a T-shirt. May the fantasy gods shine upon you.